Fuck, I hope I never piss a bunch of internet trolls off.
I don't think you will.
I don't know, dude.
I think they're going to like you.
No, they don't.
Those guys would like you.
I think they would too, actually.
Although you did just get booted off Reddit, right?
I got booted off the conspiracy board.
Why?
Fucking telling the truth about Trump snorting keef, dude.
They booted you off?
There was actual guys like, you have to decarboxylate keef in an oven in order for me to bioavailable, and someone just came along and was like, this is bullshit, and fucking trashed me.
Wait, you got fucking kicked off for having a bad conspiracy?
I basically fared, I shared a fake article of my own design.
You wrote the article?
Yeah, totally.
Oh.
So I faked news, and I got kicked off.
In a conspiracy board,
that's
though?
What I'm saying, dude. Like, it could be
it's
true.
All fake news.
Exactly. It could be true. But they booted me, dude. And if I attempt...
Were you talking shit?
I said nothing. I just posted it. I didn't say anything. That was the other one when I got booted out of fucking Skyrim.
You got booted out of Skyrim?
Yeah, because they get video game.
Yeah.
Because when I first made... I thought you needed a lot of karma to, like, get your stuff on the
Reddit.
Internet. On Reddit.
Okay.
So I knew our old roommate, Crick, used to play Skyrim.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I watch him play it. I can just chat these guys up and get points. And I was like, yo, my one roommate plays the he doesn't play the multiplayer version. He plays just like the single version. He's a fucking pussy. And then everyone, dude, it was the only time anything's
like,
ever blown
no
up.
There's no multiplayer.
Yeah, they're like, there is no multi. Who, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, huh? And they're like, you're thinking of Elder Scrolls, which is blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, like, calm down, you fucking virgins. And then it was just like,
oh,
dude.
Well, don't say that.
Blah, blah, blah. I got destroyed.
Boof, dude.
I got destroyed. And then they were just, I ended up with like negative 35 karma the first day. I was like, fuck. I couldn't post until I got it back up to one.
I love when you get these ideas to like fuck with shit and you just get destroyed
every time, dude.
Dude, the Street Fighter thing at night is so funny. I know we already said this, but dude, yeah. The idea of you, so Matt was in a failing marriage. He thought the one thing that would make him happy was this his cell phone game where he played online and fought people and he went 0 in like 80. He just got his ass kicked before bed every night.
Every night, I'd come home and just get like into like a weird, vague argument and be like, fuck this, and lay down and start playing. She'd be like, go to sleep. I'm like, I'm going to go on my phone, all right? Shut up. Then I just like get my balls beaten off by an 8-year-old Chinese kid. Just put my phone down and just be like, go to bed.
Oh, we got the Sphinx. That was, it was a beautiful face, and then white men took the nose off of it.
Because it was, they had slaves, dude. We were pissed back then. Because we were indentured servants.
Napoleon showed up and was like, dude, get rid of that. These people, this is disgusting culture. Napoleon was woke. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh,
he was,
I know.
Very woke. He was a little tiny fucking nerd white guy. Of course he was woke. Yeah. That's what a Napoleon complex is. It's like, actually, they were slave owners.
Actually, my girlfriend's bisexual. And
Napoleon was ultra fucking woke.
That'd be sick.
He was a male feminist.
Yeah.
If you're under 5'5", you're a male feminist.
Yeah, by default, dude. That is the cutoff,
That's
too.
How it goes. 5'5 and above, normal human. 5'5 and below, male feminist.
Yep.
And then what? 4, midget.
Midge, you're just an absolute fucking pussy hound, dude.
Midgets, you transform back into fucking all you do is eat pussy.
Dude, I read this thing on Reddit, and it was like, I think it was a serious question. Someone was posting in like some sort of legal thing, and it was like, if someone breaks into my house and I rape them, will I go to jail?
That's a good question, dude.
I responded, what are they wearing? And they kicked me out of fucking legal advice, dude.
That's sick.
I got barred from fucking legal.
You got barred from legal. What were you doing in legal advice, dude?
I was chucking out some fucking legal advice, dude. I got barred from conspiracy. Now I'm barred from legal advice. And I'm barred from the Skyrim chat.
What are you doing on Reddit?
I love getting in there and having fun with the boys on there, dude. I'm a big shit poster.
You're a shit poster.
I love shit.
What do you think of Lord Keck and Pepe the Frog?
They're good boys, dude.
You like those boys?
They're funny, yeah.
They are funny as fuck.
They're fucking hilarious. To go into a room full of people and piss them all off, it to me is the funniest fucking thing.
Yeah, it's really funny. I've been on the other end of it, though.
When people shitpost you?
Yeah.
I've had people shitpost me.
So, because I've been on Notre Dame threads forever. And, like, we'll be having, like, real discussions about Notre Dame. And then, like, a USC fan or Ohio State fan will come in and be like, Notre Dame fucking sucks. And I'll be like, fuck you, asshole. Like, it's so mad.
Yeah, I at least try to make it funny, and I'll come in, and sometimes people like it, a lot of times people are like, the fuck out of here. The one guy instantly banned me, was like, yeah, no thanks, get out, and I was like, yo, this is bullshit. He's like, your response was bullshit, and I was like, alright.
Yeah, internet fucking police or this shit, dude. Can you imagine that power, though, being, like, banned?
I know. How to become an admin?
You gotta start a website, dude.
Damn it.
Or I gotta start a secret website takes off, dude.
I'll start a fucking... I should start a fucking subreddit. That'd be sick. I think I got in trouble, too, for the... this lady was posting about, like, her cat, a cat wandering onto her yard and fighting her cat. And, like, her cat hurt the other cat. And I was like, you got to go to cat court and talk to the weird cat lady at the judge, dude.
Weird cat lady's the judge.
I was like, you got to go to her apartment and talk about outer space. And the guy was like, get the fuck out of here,
She's
man.
She's wearing a fucking cat sweater up at the fucking stand.
You got to go to cat court. I thought it was good. Nah, dude. That legal advice just fucking slammed the gavel down on me.
Fuck them.
I can't consult people on their legal matters anymore.
If someone breaks into your house, I think you can rape them.
I mean, if you happen to be fighting them.
And something slips in.
Yeah, I mean, if say you needed to subdue, so like someone broke into my house, I'm subduing them, they slip my choke, I'm fucking bending their arm back, not hurting, they're fucking very flexible, I might have to plug them up, dude, and be like, all right, I'll sit the fuck down.
It's like in Pulp Fiction. They broke in, they were in that store, dude, they got almost raped.
What happened? I don't remember that.
In Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, John Travolta gave him a massage.
No. It was Bruce Willis and Ving Rhames. And they were in this guy's store, and the guy was like, we got two trapped in our web, or some shit like that.
What?
Turns out it was a sex dungeon. Ving Rhames gets butt-fucked.
Oh, no.
And then Bruce Willis kills him with a sword. Classic.
True. So I wonder if you... So I guess you'd have to have a sex dungeon to rape them.
Yeah.
You'd have to lead the fucking... You'd have to lead the burglar, or the burgling party, into your sex
dungeon.
The
burglar.
The burgling party, and lead them into your sex dungeon, and just be like, yo, we got out of hand.
You shouldn't have come in here.
This is all role play. You got to get a fun room. You got to get a dungeon, dude.
What do you think this is?
You know, you need a
What do you think we're in right now? This is a fun room, dude.
You got to get a sex dungeon, dude. Did you see 50 Shades?
Yeah, I actually did watch it.
I saw it in movie theaters.
It was fucking terrible.
Dude.
I hated that movie.
It went by faster than I thought, but that one part where he's checking in with a girl and he was like, anal fisting, and she's like, no, thank you.
I hate that shit.
Dude. Really?
If I fucking said anal fisting to my... Well, I wouldn't be in a relationship. If I was like, what do you think about... Like, if she's like, wait, we should try something new.
Yeah, but if your basement apartment was on, like, the 73rd floor of a Manhattan skyscraper, you could be like, so, anal fisting? She'd be like, sign me up. Fucking put your fist up my butt.
If she says no, you can be like, all right, next. There's several applicants out in the fucking hall right now.
If she says no, you can be like, intruder, intruder.